The following prescribed is transcribed.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with Rocky and Ray.
Welcome in to the Rock and Roll Reunion. I'm Rock and Ray, and this is the Time Tunnel Trip going back 50 years this month to 1964. We'll recreate rock and roll radio the way it was, with some fun and foolishness thrown in. It's Birmingham radio of the mid-60s, brought up to date on BRC Radio, the Birmingham Record Collectors, brought to you by Birmingham Records, a real record store offering the music of your youth whenever that was. Let's kick this show off with a classic. It reached number 61 nationally back in 1961, but it's being re-released in 1964. Here's General Norman Johnson leading the showman in It Will Stand.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
You take some music, music, sweet flowing music, some moving and grooving, rock and roll. Popping and stopping things, little lasses that look so neat. You see why it will stand. Some folks I don't understand. That's why they don't demand it. They're always trying to ruin or kill them.
Fun, we have the next exciting episode of Chicken Man coming up on the half hour of the reunion. And speaking of excitement, here's what's going to be coming next month in April of 64.
Coming April 17th, the unexpected. The new Ford Mustang, brilliant new kind of car. A new generation of Fords for the new breed of Americans who want stick-shift action and room for four, who collect sports car badges and trading stamps, who want the elegance of a European touring car and, till now, have to settle for basic transportation. This is for them. This is Mustang. With an unexpected variety of options, Mustang is the one car that's designed to be designed by you. Get ready to meet the unexpected April 17th at your Ford dealers. Mustang is only days away.
Hey, I'll take mine in a red convertible, guys, okay? Here we go. More music for you on down the Time Tunnel again.
Pete Time Tunnel.
Another backseat sound from the 60s.
Sweet summer sweets, cherry.
the Drifting Drifters here on the reunion, and that's a thing called Sweets for My Sweetie.
Wonderful BRC.
That was a great sound by the Drifters. You know that we really should call them the New Drifters. Back in 59, George Treadwell fired all of the Drifters, hired a new group from a group called the Five Crowns, made them the New Drifters, got Benny King to sing the lead. New Drifters had a whole lot more success. You know, they hit number one back in 1960 with Save the Last Dance for Me. This one we just heard from 1961, top 20 hit for those guys. Incidentally, a lot of talent with that New Drifters. The backup singers on that song, Sissy Houston, Doris Troy, Dionne Warwick, and D.D. Warwick. What a lineup.
Wonderful. Rockin' Ray is in.
Hey guys, I'm in with a question. Remember that record store where you bought the latest hits? Well, if you grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, it could have been Rumors Record Rack, or just down the street there at Newberry's downtown. But no matter where you bought your records as a teenager, that store holds great memories. Well, welcome to the return of the Real Record Store. Birmingham Records is a record store like you remember, and Birmingham Records has those records you remember. No matter if your records were the early hits of the rock and roll era, the great Motown hits of the 60s, New Orleans music you danced to on the jukebox, even classic rock of the 70s and 80s, Birmingham Records has them, and they have them all. Like new, scratch-free, original records by the original artists. Thousands of albums, just over a dozen categories, and the latest selection of 45s available in the state. We just added almost 10,000 album people added to what we already have. Now available for you at Birmingham Records. Come early, stay late, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a record store the way you remember a record store. A real vinyl record store. Birmingham Records, easy to find. Take I-65 North, downtown Birmingham, to exit 271. Go east on Fieldstown Road, turn left at the light on Main Street in Gardendale. We're on the right, right next to South Point Bank, across the street from Goody's. Goody, goody. Looking for a lost oldie? Hey, call my friend Jack up there at 205-837-0596. And find us at BirminghamRecordStore.com. Birmingham Records.
Birmingham's BRC.
And now, from Rock and Ray's rickety, rotten, rusty record rack, another record of renown, it's a one-hit wonder from Betty James from Baltimore. I'm just a little shook up.
Mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, darling. I don't know what to do. Now you said you love me, give me stars up above. I thought sure, daddy, I had all your love. I'm just a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know. Mixed up over you. Oh, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now you just listen, yeah, daddy, what I have to say. If if you don't wanna be on my way, I'm just a little mixed up, all by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do.
And Beach Boys with another one of those commercials from 1964 on the reunion.
Internet radio, BRC.
Rock and Ray on the radio, and we hope you'll let us know what you'd like to hear on the show. If you would, just send me an email. Send it to ray@rockingray.com. It's that easy. Hey, next we're going to hear from Bob and Earl. Bob and Earl were Bob Ralph and Earl Nelson. And the song is Harlem Shuffle. But before there was a Bob and Earl, there was another Bob and Earl. Earl Nelson originally sang with Bobby Day as Bob and Earl. Bobby Day, of course, had the hit Rockin' Robin earlier in 1958. And before that, he was with the Hollywood Flames. Okay, if you have all of that straight, the second Bob and Earl recorded Harlem Shuffle late 1963, went to number 44 nationally on both the Billboard and the R&B charts. And just to confuse you, it was produced by Barry White, who was the record producer half a dozen years before he ever performed with Love Unlimited. Harlem Shuffle, re-released in England March of 69, went all the way to number 7 on the British charts. Quite a story and a great record. Here's Bob and Earl with the Harlem Shuffle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. across the globe.
Vacation, really let yourself go. Go Hertz Class. With a new Chevrolet or other fine car, you'll see things you've never seen before. Do things you've never done before. Hertz lets you change the pace completely. Go where you want, when you want. If you wish, take up to 20 months to pay with the new Hertz revolving credit plan. So why hold yourself back? You get a rest while Hertz does the rest.
Another message from one of our 1964 sponsors, remember? Hey, speaking of 64, the Beatles had just about taken over the music charts in March of that year after appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show back in February. I Wanna Hold Your Hand was number one the first 2 weeks of March, then She Loves You, Yeah, 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 took over the last 2 weeks of the month. Who hated the Beatles more than anyone? Well, it was these guys, who sang this song and then saw it drop from number 3 to number 4 to number 5 each week, replaced by another Beatles song. Here are the Four Seasons.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they called her.
Stay with him, he'll be good to you.
Hey gang, Rockin' Ray here. The Rock and Roll Reunion is brought to you by the Birmingham Record Store. Birmingham Records in Gardendale, just north of downtown Birmingham. Rock and roll is our bread and butter, but we have over a dozen categories of vinyl albums in our store. You'll find the largest selection of 70s and 80s classic rock here, but also 50s and 60s rock, country classics, rhythm and blues, jazz, comedy, soundtracks, Alabama bands, gospel, and our new vinyl 180-gram selection. We have local bands as well as newly digitized classics like Pink Floyd, Grateful Dead, and many more. And then there's 45s, beach music, New Orleans rockers, and those hard-to-find dance 45s for your jukebox. This isn't your parents' record store. It's yours. A real record store like you shopped in back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you enjoy the music on the Rock and Roll Reunion, here's where you're going to find it. Birmingham Records, the return of the real record store, a real vinyl record store. Birmingham Records is easy to find. Take I-65 north of downtown Birmingham to exit 271. Go east on Fieldstown Road, turn left at the light at Main Street in Gardendale, and we're on the right next to South Point Bank, right across the street from the shopping center that has goodies. Looking for a lost oldie? Call Jack at 205-837-0596 and find us at BirminghamRecordStore.com. Birmingham Records.
Birmingham, here it is. It's number 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah.
You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows. Should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
D-R-C. The love of Birmingham.
Now, children, here's another one of those songs that made Northern rock and blues famous. From the Quarter up to Esplanade, they're humming along with this one. It's a Crescent City classic, you dig? That's right.
That's right.
Thank you.
a fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm. She said, "Sonny, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a crystal ball and said, "You're in love." I said, "How could that be so? I'm not tight with none of the girls I know." She said, "When the next sun arrives, you'll be looking up in her eyes." Looking forward to my big surprise. The next day I discovered all that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody, why she made a fool of me. Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella. I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And now I get my fortune told for free.
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The office of the Police Commissioner of Midland City.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Helminger.
This is Miss Helfinger.
Yes, this is Mildred Harbor, Benton's mother.
Oh, yes, Maternal Marauder.
You called yesterday to inform me that my son, the Winged Warrior, needed my help.
That's right. He called from the chicken cave to say that he was trapped under the chicken coupe, his big yellow crime-fighting automobile.
Yes, it fell on him.
Yes, while he was working under it.
Miss Helfbringer.
Yes.
Would you call him on the chicken phone and ask him exactly what part of the chicken cave he's in?
You mean you haven't reached him yet?
Miss Hellringer, there are over 43 separate passages leading to the main chicken cave.
He was close to blacking out when I called you. Well, the muffler was pressing into his windpipe.
Yes, and you said something was pressing into his belly button.
The manual crankshaft linkage.
Yes, one of those things.
I'm calling your son on the chicken phone.
Thank you.
Hello, this is the chicken cave.
Who's this?
This is the water meter reader. Who's this?
This is the commissioner's office calling.
The water commissioner?
Police. Is the Winged Warrior all right?
What's that?
You mean he isn't there?
Who?
Quickly, look under the chicken coupe.
What chicken coupe?
The big yellow automobile. Don't you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Look under it, please.
Hold on. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, there's something under there, all right, all covered with feathers.
Alive?
Yeah, it's breathing. Kind of funny breathing, but breathing.
Would you ask it how its mother gets into the chicken cave?
That's got a mother?
Just ask.
Hold on. Who's calling again?
The commissioner's office.
What a...
Police.
Hold on. Hello?
Yes?
What's the code word he wants to know?
Chicken fat.
Chicken fat?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So how does his mother
get... He said to tell her to follow the signs marked to the main chicken cave.
Hello, Maternal Marauder?
Yes?
You follow the signs marked to...
Isn't anyone going to help Chicken Man before it's too late, for pity's sake? And what about the water commissioner? I don't know who he is, but I do know this. He's not the police commissioner, and we do not need him now. Listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Won't you come on in?
Where the action is!
The listening's fine!
With the good guys!
Join us for Chicken Man. You'll hear it every time on the Rock and Roll Reunion. Moving up from number 9 to number 6 in March of 64, these are the Beach Boys.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
And we'd like to thank all the guys for being so cool and playing all the Beach Boys records, especially our latest.
This is where it's at. There's a happening at the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
ago today, we were rocking and bopping to Fun, Fun, Fun with the Beach Boys, and we're rocking again on the reunion.
More and more people here, more and more music on
BRC
number one.
For Beach Boys, Cilla Black, the Letterman, it's the hottest offer in record history. Capitol Swing Thing Extravaganza, featuring great new albums by America's biggest recording artists. For a limited time only, you'll receive free with the purchase of any of these albums a copy of the Fab Teen Set magazine, the grooviest in-and-in publication all about the nation's most popular recording personalities, the Holly Ridge Strings, and many more neat new album hits. You can't afford to pass up this once-in-a-lifetime offer to put money in your pocket by picking up at least one great album and getting your free copy of Teen Set magazine, a magazine on sale at newsstands all over teenage America. So look for the Capitol Teen Set Music Center display wherever you buy records. Do it now!
Gotta have that Teen Set magazine. I don't ever remember seeing that. Where did that come from? Time for our intern, Timmy. He's out going to do a little man on the street interview kind of thing. Timmy, what you got?
Here we are with our man on the street microphone at the corner of 7th and Market Street. First of all, let's see. Let's find an interviewee here. Here's this charming young lady. Would you like to talk to us today?
Hell no.
Much more
BRC
music.
Okay, well, I think that went well, or not. Etta James had a long and varied career in the music business. Jamesetta Hawkins had a recording contract at the age of 16 and a number one R&B hit at the age of 17. When this song, Pushover, was released in 1963, Etta had already scored 10 top 10 R&B hits. Most of these were considered non-chart classics by Billboard magazine because her first chart song on their surveys wasn't until 1960. But when they discovered her, she had 30 top 100 hits in the next 13 years. Here's Miss Peaches, Etta James with Pushover.
you told all the boys that you were gonna take me out. Even had the nerve to make a bet. Yes, you did. That I would give in all my love. You would win, but you haven't. You haven't won it yet. You took me for.
Set of James on the reunion, and that's a pushover song. That's a great, great song. Reminds me of, well, never mind. Hey, record collectors, Birmingham Records is the return of the real record store, a vinyl record store where only the cleanest vinyl and covers are good enough to make it into our record bins. We promise that you've not seen the selection and quality in any record store like we have at Birmingham Records. And that's not all. We also have the equipment to play those records on, from smaller, self-contained record players like we all had as teenagers, to the quality turntables to bring out the best sound possible, turntables to convert your vinyl into computer files, or completely reconditioned classic turntables by names like Techniques and Panasonic, plus amps, speakers, even needles for your turntable. Birmingham Records is here to help you revive your record collection or start one from the ground up. Vinyl is back, folks, and Birmingham Records can help you enjoy the music of your life. Come early, stay late. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and it's a record store the way you remember record stores. A real vinyl record store. Birmingham Records is easy to find. Just take I-65 north of downtown Birmingham to exit 271. Go east on Fieldstown Road, then turn left at the light on Main Street in Gardendale. We're right there on the right next to South Point Bank and across the street from Goodies. Looking for a lost oldie? Give us a call at 205-837-0596 and find us at BirminghamRecordStore.com. That's Birmingham Records.
Southern girls are lots of fun with the rock and roll.
Oh, okay. Was the jingle even about the song Pushover? Come on, guy. Let's settle down here.
Does she or doesn't she? With Miss Clairol, hair color so natural, only her hairdresser knows for sure.
Come on. You're going to get me in big trouble.
My goodness, that's almost as big as my husband.
That's it. Good night, folks. It's over.
Pete Time Tunnel.
Okay, frantically shifting gears here. 1961, Ernie Cato struck for gold in a small New Orleans record label called Minute. The record Mother-in-Law, inspired by true events, according to Ernie, when I interviewed him a number of years back. Since then, a lot of people have been able to relate to the words, and Don't Come Back No More. Mother-in-Law, the song made Ernie's career, sparked a lot of musical reaction. Ernie himself revisited the idea with two songs, My Mother-in-Law Is In My Hair Again, and Get Out of My House. Well, there were four songs on the theme of brother-in-law, father-in-law, and even devil-in-law. But two seem to really go together to make an actual answer song. And that's what we're trying to get to. It's an answer song feature. Son-in-Law by The Blossoms, this one by Louise Brown. That's our answer song of the week feature. Here's Ernie Cato.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Put me out. How could she stoop so low?
I told her you were been treating my daughter and messing around with all these young chicks. Besides which, I think you are.
You're alive. You're in. With the onset.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rocky Ray.
Just for fun. Just for fun.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, wipe sidewall, tires, and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and diamond grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Remember, no bathroom should be without it. A refreshing addition to your schlub or tower.
A little fun and foolishness on the radio and worldwide on BRC Radio. More of those 1964 commercials as we travel back 50 years this month to the hits of 1964. Here's a breaking hit that got all the way to number 7 by the end of March 64. It's Terry Stafford.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part of sight?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you, a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me?
And it will be nice having you to join us right here in the Magic City in Birmingham for the big record show and convention that's coming up the third week in August of 2014. Here's our club president of BRC. Charlie's going to tell us all about it. Charlie?
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. and this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259, and that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
Internet Radio.
BRC.
Let's hear some more home music. Rhythm and blues is much a part of the New Orleans scene as beignets on Jackson Square or a hurricane up on Bourbon Street. Here's one of those Crescent City classics from a true New Orleanian.
Folks, Birmingham Records is proud to announce that we are an official record store for Record Store Day right here in Birmingham. Mark your calendar, Saturday, April 19th, and start checking the web for special, collectible, limited edition Record Store Day releases. This year will be bigger and better than ever as your independent local record stores join together to celebrate records with the themes Vinyl is Forever and Vinyl Love. Record Store Day specials are being announced daily, and the lineup is amazing. Don't miss it, Saturday, April 19th. Plan now to join us for a true vinyl event at Birmingham Records. Come early, stay late. We're open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a record store the way you remember it, a real vinyl record store. Birmingham Records, easy to find. Take I-65 north of downtown Birmingham to exit 271. Go east on Fieldstown Road, turn left at the traffic light at Main Street in Gardendale. We're on the right, next to the South Point Bank, across from Goodies. Looking for a lost oldie? Call us at 205-837-0596. Find us at BirminghamRecordStore.com. Birmingham Records and Record Store Day.
Great bear, says the bear.
Birmingham's BRC.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rocky and Ray.
Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time to wrap up this edition of The Reunion. But fear not, Space Cadets, Captain Midnight will return with another tour through the time tunnel to 1964, 50 years ago, next month. The Reunion wants to thank our producer, Mickey, to Joe for the inspiration. Special thanks also to the members of the BRC, the Birmingham Record Collectors, and to Tom and Charlie for special help on the show. Plus, Lee Allen for our theme music. The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion is a production of Alabama Entertainment. Send me your thoughts, ideas, and requests to ray@rockingray.com. Till we meet again, boys and girls, keep on rocking.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.